10 to 1, episode 189.
All-time favorite TV shows 2025.
Welcome to 10 to 1, the podcast where we make top 10 lists about everything. I'm Melissa Kozer.
And I'm Brian Kozer. And it's April. We are almost a third of the way through the year. Time to finish off our beginning of the year episodes. January-ish, I think, is the key here. So
all caps-ish.
This is our rotating all-time favorite. So last year, what did we do last year? All-time favorite films? Did we do one last year?
I don't know.
No, we did films 2023. We didn't do one last year. Okay. We skipped this. That's okay. It's been 5 years since we've done TV shows. And we've watched a few TV shows. Or television shows.
Because you and TV are not friends.
Yeah, you'll notice I said TV because TV is a nickname and nicknames are for friends. And TV is a friend of mine. So, let's start with number 10. And maybe at the end we'll compare to what was our lists from 5 years ago, 2021. I think we basically made these lists by...
That was 4 years ago.
It was 4 years ago, which is because we didn't do TV shows in 2021. We did books in 2021. We did TV shows in 2020.
Okay.
So I took our list from last time and I added any shows that we'd seen in the last 5 years, maybe added a few others that I thought could possibly be on there, and shot them over to you. Anything else? Any other groundwork we need to lay?
Yeah.
I think people know what television is. So why don't we go for your number 10?
Okay, so my number 10, my top four are super solid. Mm. And the rest are, it was hard to pick. I'm more ambivalent on them, and I picked them because I'm interested in rewatching them the most. But my number 10, I think I'm good without rewatching.
Interesting.
But okay. It's still here because it was a great experience watching it. And it's, I'm going to cheat again and combine Angel and Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I bet you did this last time too.
I did do it last time. And, because they're very connected. You can watch Angel without having watched Buffy first, but it really lays so much better of a groundwork. There's so much more history with Angel and with Cordelia. Some really great character arcs. Really enjoyed it, but the seasons are so long.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of seasons. I just can't see myself ever going back through this. Ever again.
You think you'd still enjoy it though if you had not unlimited time, but if you had
I went through a period there where I was fresh off of having watched the shows and I just obsessed and went and rewatched all my favorite moments on YouTube because there's other people like me out there. And they had already uploaded their favorite moments. So I could find pretty much any moment I wanted and rewatch it. And so I kind of already have rewatched the show.
Yeah.
All the best parts anyway.
I see.
So
yeah.
I'm on the other side of my obsession phase. I think this one I want to just leave as a nice memory. It was good. And now I'm done.
Sounds good. So that's your number 10.
Yep.
My number 10 is, so I have a few here at the bottom Well, I've a few on my list that I have not seen, or maybe I've seen an episode here and there since the last time we did this list. But I still feel like they're a part of me, and I feel like they deserve to be on my favorite shows list. So number 10 is SpongeBob SquarePants, which I mean, I haven't.
Is Rugrats gonna be on here too?
I think I've watched a couple episodes with the girls. I think literally two episodes in the last 5 years. So this isn't something I'm watching, but it was funny how when I put those on, it's just like it wasn't even like my two favorite episodes. It's just two episodes, and realized, oh man, my siblings and I quote this to each other.
Oh my!
Like, there's like five quotes in each episode.
Yeah.
Of I don't know how many episodes show. So
the core of you is part SpongeBob and part the Grinch.
I think the Grinch is unfair. Unless you're saying I quote a lot from Grinch.
Yes, you quote, like, when we were watching
it. I wouldn't say the Grinch is part of me.
Oh, my word. I'm married to Jim Carrey's Grinch.
I do often quote from that one as well. But, yeah, it's, I don't know. It was one of the things I was most into as a kid and is still a connection between me and my siblings and between me and those of us that grew up with it. It's sort of like the original like internet memes now are. Mm-hmm. SpongeBob was like the original memes.
Yeah.
Where there's just quotes or moments from it that we would kind of pass back and forth. And it was a lingua franca. And so, you know, it deserves to be on here.
Yeah. I mean, this is not a great show, and I don't find it funny, but boy, is it great watching you and your family members quote it back and forth.
Yeah, it deserves to be up here. It deserves it. Number 10, SpongeBob SquarePants.
My number 9 is One Punch Man, which we have only ever seen all the way through once.
Yeah.
And we've started it several times.
Tried to get other people into it.
Yeah. When we watched it the first time, I was like, all right, this is fun. And then I got more into it. And then every time that we have restarted it with someone, I've been like, this is such a genius show, like just more and more. So I really want to get through to the end of it, just because I know that how as good as the first few episodes are, it just gets better.
There's some good stuff.
I know. Yeah, that's my number 9, One Punch Man.
Very good. All right, my number 9, again in that same category as SpongeBob. This is Star Trek. I'm talking about the 1961 through 63 original series. And Captain Kirk and Spock and McCoy. Again, I think I've seen one episode. I think my dad had an episode on
when we went to Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. When we visited for a big family reunion up there.
And the girls got to watch one episode.
Girls got to watch one.
What episode was it?
I don't remember. I think, again, it was a random episode. It
not
wasn't
one of the ones that was really, really racy.
No.
Kirk pursuing some love interest.
It's network television. There's nothing too racy. I don't know. This is another one that I watched growing up with my dad. Really got into it in high school. And not something that I'm going to rewatch systematically ever, but enjoyed when the episode's on, and not for a top 10 greatest shows that I've seen, but for a top 10 favorites list, and for a show that, again, I feel like is kind of part of my psyche, and that the Kirk Spock Bones trio is sort of part of my mental landscape.
Yeah.
And so
are you gonna show this to the girls at some point?
I think a few episodes.
Favorite episodes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like the, you know, pick out 10 episodes or something maybe. And Yeah, because I think I do think also the traveling, a lot of my favorite stories have the sort of like a sailing ship or spaceship or monastery or university, you know, that sort of like cloistered community that has some sort of set purpose. That really works for me. Like I'm reading Anathem right now, which is sort of like a secular, a monastery, kind of like a monastery for mathematicians and scientists, and that's fun too. So yep, my number nine. I don't think I need to belabor that one. Star Trek, the original series.
Right, my number eight is The Office.
All right.
And this is possibly the only drama that I have.
It's a comedy.
But there's a lot of drama in it too.
It's not a drama though.
Okay. Sure. But there's a lot of story that goes into the people though, and I got really invested in it, and I like how I like the whole arc, and I can see myself going through the whole season or all the seasons again.
Sure.
And these days for something that long, there's not many shows that I would do that for.
Yeah.
I felt The Office was pretty solid. That's my number eight.
All right. Let's see. Still no crossovers, but I expect we'll have three or four coming up. My number eight is Breaking Bad. So again, this isn't in the order of or the list of best shows. This was very well produced.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely very well plotted. And this sort of Greek tragedy or Shakespearean Macbeth type tragedy. Not always fun, although surprising how often it's fun, I think. Like if it were the ending is not.
No.
Or especially like that last two, three episodes before the end. But if it was just relentlessly
dark.
I think that would be difficult to tell a story that long. Like you can watch Macbeth because it's a few hours or read Macbeth. But for it to be whatever this is, 60 hours, 70 hours. Surprisingly funny, but then also of course, you get to the point where you've laughed and maybe sometimes kind of rooted for this guy. And then, you know, it's a little bit like rooting rooting for the guy that you know is going to crash and burn.
Yeah.
And so that is also, I guess, part of it. So,
It's so crazy how they really get you invested in this character, and the whole time you're like, come on man, don't do it, turn before you burn, and you know he's gonna make the wrong decision anyway, and yet it still like shocks you when he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and disappoints you too.
So that's eight for me, Breaking Bad.
All right, my number eight, my seven is Avatar: The Last Airbender, and we just recently rewatched that with the girls, or watched it with them for the first. They watched it for the first time,
and
that was a lot of fun, and really fun seeing them go from this is fine to can we watch another episode?
Mm-hmm.
And then teasing them. Oh well. We'll have to save the finale for next week. We'll wait a whole week to find out. No, watch it now. So, yeah, that was fun. And it's just a well-written show. It's pretty tight.
Yeah, that was fun. Fun watching it with them. All right, what is this, 7?
Mm-hmm.
All right, my 7 is Taskmaster. So we had not seen this 5 years ago, or maybe we had just started watching it. And it's a British game show where they make British comedians do dumb, kind of embarrassing tasks, like, you know, get the tea bag into the teacup from the farthest away. So, you know, the one person's just like trying to toss it really far, and then after half an hour of tossing it, they realize, oh, I could get the tea bag wet, and that'll make it heavier and easier to throw. And then, you know, there's the guy that thinks of taping it to a cricket ball and hollowing out a giant hole with the teacup at the bottom so that he can roll the ball, you know, across an entire yard. So it's fun watching them flail, because it's hard to work under pressure. It's fun to watch people be clever and come up with something.
It's fun to watch them try to be clever and then, or try to cheat and then get caught.
Right. And then the other half of the show is they're all in the studio. So they've all done these tasks separately. They've all done the same tasks, but separately. And then they come together into the studio all together, and they watch the video of everyone doing it. They all find out how each other did.
They critique it.
And then the task master is Greg Davis playing this curmudgeonly character, where he just mocks them and ranks everybody. He's the one that gives out the points. So it's fun him ripping into them, but then it's also fun because he's not actually super grumpy. And so it's funny seeing the mask slip when he's just delighted by something, or, you know, it's very good.
And then, like, his co-host, Alex Horn, plays this sort of annoying, sort of twerpy guy.
Yeah.
But they're both so funny and witty.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
They play off each other really well. So, I'm actually, it's funny for this being, what is this, 7? I'm actually probably fine with not watching anymore. So we've seen, I don't know,
we've 15 seasons, seen the best.
15 series,
yeah.
And they're short. They're 10 or fewer episodes, but it's a lot of fun. And some of the groups that they have, are kind of,
some are better than others.
Yeah,
some are a bit of a lemon.
Some are, but then the good ones end up like delivering some of the most
funny things
I've seen on TV. So, yeah, that's my 7, Taskmaster.
All right, so my numbering is off, and I just discovered that I only have 9 on my list.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's because I didn't number them.
That's what we're here to do, is number them.
Well, so I'm going to add, I was thinking about Taskmaster, putting that on as my 10. I think I'm going to put Gargoyles, actually.
Okay.
Because
dark horse.
Gargoyles.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
A dark horse. Unexpected.
I thought you were 10. Just intentionally mispronouncing Gargoyles.
No.
Gargoyles or something like that.
No.
Yeah, so this one is, I don't know how to describe it. I watched it when I was a kid. I saw a few episodes, didn't see it all the way through, thought it was great. Mm-hmm. And then we watched it after we got married at some point, and I really loved it. Mm. And I, again, looked up a bunch of my favorite clips on YouTube. And I'm going to give it a few more years, and then I'm going to watch it with the girls. And I think that'll be a really, really fun experience.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll like that one. All right.
All right, so that was 10.
Still,
and now,
still no crossovers.
On to 9.
Well, you've now given, now Avatar is your number 6.
Yeah.
So now I'll give my 6, and I don't know if this is... is this surprisingly high, surprisingly low, or not surprising at all? This is where I'm putting Severance, which is the only, well, no, not the only currently on TV show, because Taskmaster is still on. Other than Taskmaster, the only current show and the only current narrative show on. So, it's sci-fi. It is very funny, but also very well plotted. And very well, I mean, all across the board, everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
And go check this one out if you like quirky sci-fi. And I mean, I think this one could certainly go higher if the next season or two is as good, if they end it well.
Just knock it out of the park like they have been.
That's right. If they maintain, this could go higher. And if they bungle the ending, or you know, they have to draw it out for money, or you know, they have to change the story because some of the actors leave or something like that. You know, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just
run out of creative juice.
Yeah, or they try to force some sort of they start making it a message. They start trying to preach or something like that.
Yeah.
And make it didactic. You never know. Anything could happen. But really enjoying this one. This could go very high, I think, on the list. If it's, let's say, a 4-season show, and 3 and 4 are as good as seasons 1 and 2. So we shall see. On to you.
Well, I've, yeah.
That was Severance. Go check it out on Apple TV Plus.
Yeah.
Do a free trial. Go watch the 19 episodes.
Yeah. All right. My number 5 is Daredevil.
Have we still not had any crossovers? We're halfway through our lists.
Crazy, huh?
I mean, maybe the top half of your list is the same as the bottom half of my list, but I don't know. Daredevil. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm always, I like the dark brooding hero, and, a lot of really good action in this show, but also the scenes where he's talking over with his priest, he's Catholic, and he's wrestling with the problem of evil in the world. Mm-hmm. I remember being very good.
Yeah.
So I think I wouldn't mind going back and rewatching this at some point. I'm going to give it several years more rest before I go back to it, but someday.
Yeah, I haven't been saying if a show is on my list or not. This one was on my list last time, and I will say it's not on my list this year. And maybe for the reason that, maybe you haven't heard, but there's a season 4 currently airing or just finished airing. And I suppose it's possible that it's partly because it's on Disney Plus. But I don't really have any desire to continue this one, even though it didn't exactly end with a big resolution, what the last we saw.
Right. I think
I'm good on this one.
That they're doing something else with it, and I honestly was just disappointed. And they're bringing Wilson Fisk back as Kingpin.
I mean, you have to.
Yeah. Because that was the only thing that was really successful about the show was the dynamic between him and Matt.
Well, I mean, you mentioned him and his priest.
That's true.
There was good stuff.
I meant as far as the big bad, that when they tried to do somebody else, the hand as the, you know, this Chinese Oriental League of Shadows sort of movement or whatever, that everybody was just kind of like, yeah, meh, that was okay. So I'm not interested in watching the last season. When I rewatch it, I might go on to season four. But I'm not rewatching it because they came out with a season four. It's to enjoy again what I know is already good.
Mm. All right. So then on to my number five, top half of my list. And this is the other show that I have not seen in the last 5 years. But we will have to rewatch it at some point when the girls are older. Horatio Hornblower. This one is definitely, it's my favorite historical time period. And again, the Bildungsroman, this coming of age story of the man working his way through the British Navy, naval ranks during the Napoleonic Wars, is that it's fun. It's not a comedy. This one is a drama, and I don't know, something about these sailing ship stories is my happy place. I want to be in a recliner with a cardigan, not a pipe, cup of coffee, I guess, or a drink, and a Horatio Hornblower book or the Horatio Hornblower TV show. Yeah, that's my that's how I see myself in my head.
Your cozy spot.
So yeah, we'll have to get back to this one at some point. See if it's still good.
I liked it. And it's good. But I did think it's a little repetitive where he struggles.
Yeah.
And then in the end, they all end with what's his name? The guy in charge, Pelly or
If you don't remember his name, you can't.
Yeah.
You have nothing to say.
Starts with a P.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah.
Saying, trying to hide how obviously proud he is
of
Hornblower as he promotes him
up
the next rank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's repetitive in your memory, for sure.
Okay.
On to number four.
All right, my number four.
Is this where you said this is your solid top four?
These are the solids.
Okay. Yeah. Boy, what have we not had yet then?
Well, it's our first crossover with Breaking Bad.
All right.
And so I am definitely going to rewatch this sometime.
Yeah.
Long show. It went, six seasons?
Oh, was it that long?
It went a while. And worth it. Absolutely worth it all the way through for everything that you said.
Mm.
So well done.
Yeah, it just keeps building and building.
Oh, man. And the payoff is so worth it, too. Mm. They did not bungle the ending.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe this one is... maybe also part of why this one is great is that it takes, characters that would be just kind of like bumbling comedy, and then by the end of the show they're like a serious
bumbling Joe.
Yeah.
So when I thought we were doing top 10 greatest shows of all time, as in objectively great, this was my number two.
Okay.
Yeah. So
interesting.
And then as we started podcasting, I realized, nope, this is just our favorite still. Okay. So I've been reordering it. But this is my number four.
When have we ever done not our favorites?
Will we ever do not our favorites?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Unless you have something in mind. All right, my number four. I imagine this might be a crossover. It's Lost. Last time we did this list, my favorite show. Have not rewatched it. I don't think we've rewatched it in the last 5 years.
It with me.
And I don't know if I would rewatch the whole thing because it is long seasons. I do kind of wish we could see the alternate version of this show where it was made 5 years later.
It was tighter.
With 10 episode seasons.
A writer's strike and...
Right.
Yeah.
The Netflix of the 2010s or wherever, where they had that sort of a little more leeway on the length of the seasons and how long they had for the show. And so, I don't know. It's an interesting alternate what if. But what we got, pretty great. Still some of my favorite TV storytelling. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we did a whole month on this. You can go back and listen. We're still Lost fans here.
Yeah.
That's my number four now, though.
All right, my number three is Severance.
Wow, this is high.
Yeah, this is such a great show.
I thought about putting it higher.
Every week, I just could not wait for the next week when we'd be able to watch the next episode. So, yeah, that's a good sign.
All right. My number three is Arrested Development.
Oh, my word. I cannot believe this is so incredibly high for you.
Number two will shock you. number three.
Wow.
And we have not watched... What did we watch?
We haven't first watched...
First three the, seasons, I think.
We've probably watched the best part of it.
And then I think there's a fourth season on Netflix, and it was different, and...
Everybody said it's no good.
Yeah, so I'm good without watching that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that first couple seasons, certainly, just
they're
like...
so hilarious.
Just like A plot and B plot that dance around each other and collide in the end. Ridiculous puns set up for an entire season. Ron Howard is the narrator.
Yeah. It probably won't matter. It turns out it did matter.
Yeah, just very, I don't know. It's like the, maybe the best combination of ridiculous, I don't know how to say it exactly. Like, it's ridiculous, but it's not a slapstick.
Right.
Or even something like The Office, which I really loved.
You have them doing ridiculous things, though.
Yeah, like, and I don't know, The Office
Olympics and stuff, and parkour in The Office and stuff.
Yeah, well, I think Arrested Development is more absurd.
It is, but it's all the writing rather than people doing...
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about it some more. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But the most clever show that I've seen.
Yeah, well, I mean, it does have like just some really out there stuff of like Tobias Funke is never nude.
Mm-hmm.
Policy. So great.
Yes. It's a banana, Michael. How much could it cost? $10?
There's how much clearer can I say? There's always money in the banana stand.
Yep. Yep. This is okay. One we've got to revisit.
We'll have to go back. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got to go back, Melissa.
We've got to go back. Speaking of which, my number two is Lost.
Wow. Oh, here man. It is.
You better believe I'm going to go back and rewatch every single episode.
All right.
Even the ones that are mostly a repeat. I'm going to watch it with the girls when they're old enough.
Yeah.
And this is going to be great.
Yeah. That would be a fun... I don't know if you want to do it as a podcast series or how exactly you want to do it. It doesn't have to be anything formal. But it'll be fun what they think about that one. I look forward to that. All right, that was your number two,
mm-hmm.
which means it's time for my number two, which is a show we saw for the first time last year. You have seen...
Oh, no.
A third of it, maybe.
I know what it is.
Because it's very short. It's Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Yeah.
Hi, oh, I'm Garth Marenghi. Welcome to my dark place. The concept of this...
It's so dumb.
So, imagine Stephen King in the 1980s, except British and extremely arrogant and thinks he's amazing. Actually, the worst, just the worst author. And so, he made a show in the 1980s, a very cheesy horror episodic show. And so then the show that we have is watching that show, and then it breaks out and we get interviews with Garth Marenghi and with Dean Lerner, his producer, and with I don't remember the fictional actor that's playing Sanchez. But it's just like the layers of the show where you're watching this terrible show, and it's the 372 Pages We'll Never Get Back podcast, which is like the Riff Tracks Mystery Science Theater guys. They said purposefully bad never works. Like, you can never think of all the... You could never think of all the ways that something can be bad. And so the best things, like the funny things for them to riff on, are the actually bad.
Where the person's actually trying, but
right,
yeah.
Right, when someone tries to be bad and to make it funny, it falls flat. Well, this is the exception. This is... you just have to go watch it. The whole thing is 3 hours, I think. It's 6 episodes. I think it's 3 hours. And, it's just one of the funniest things that I've ever seen.
This is very much your sense of humor and not mine.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Spoiler alert, this one is nowhere on my list, not even honorable mentions.
This is the bathos thing that I like, of something ridiculous taken very seriously, because you have that layer of the fictional actors and director and author, writer, plus actor. Oh, visionary, dreamweaver. having them like talk about it very seriously, it's taking something very seriously that should not be taken seriously. That is my favorite type of humor. So yeah, you gotta go check this one out. I think it's on you'll have to figure out where this one is.
Where did you watch
Garth Marenghi's Dark Place? It was on maybe Peacock at the time, so it might still be there.
Okay. All right. Well, my number one, I think it was number one last time, is Doctor Who.
Whoa.
Still love this show. Oh, yeah. Whoa. When I am just like feeling that I just want something to cheer me up, I'll go look up. I still will do this.
Wow.
I'll look up some scenes on YouTube of some different funny scenes, or the doctor saying there's so many funny, clever things. And they're just like the way it just builds on its history and has nods to different things. And then I remember when we were watching it together, you get to the end of the season and be like, oh my word, we've been going to this moment the whole season. Mm-hmm. And there were all these clues and we didn't recognize them until now, but it all comes together now. Just wondering, oh man, how are they going to get out of this tight spot? So, love the show. it's another one I'm really looking forward to sharing with the girls when they were old enough.
Yeah, I think if we had made this list at a certain time, this could have been number one for both of us. But no longer is it on my list. Now, my number one, a new number one from 5 years ago. Any guesses? It is Twin Peaks.
Okay. Well, I mean, you surprised me though with Arrested Development. Yeah. So I was like, I don't even know who you are anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think from this list you can see,
yeah,
for the most part, if we're gonna watch, like, we'll watch dumb movies, but we'll also watch classics and
high
more
art too.
Yeah, more artistic things. I think for TV, if we're gonna spend a long time watching something like this, it tends to be, you know, we've just had a baby and we want half an hour of something goofy.
Mm-hmm.
That tends to be
what
we'll do for television. Twin Peaks, however, legitimately great. Great first season. That is.
I'm not debating that. That first season was.
It's intense.
It's very intense.
It's weird. It's very funny. It's got.
It's also very heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking. Yeah. It's slow and boring at sometimes. It's got some of the most interesting things on the edges. Like, I've never read a book about a TV show. Is that correct? Is that true? And I've read like memoirs of Star Trek. I read everything that I could get my hands on about Star Trek when I was in high school. So I have read some of that. But other than that, I've not watched anything. But I did read Mark Frost's when they were coming out with season 3. Mark Frost published a couple books. One was supposed to like talk about what all the characters were doing, and I didn't read that one. All the characters in between seasons, mm-hmm. 2 and 3, the 20 years it was in between seasons. And the other one was like backstory for some of the like conspiracy stuff, and it was all right. You know, I don't think anybody needs to read it, but like the fact that I would pick that up and read it shows what kind of
hold this
guy. Yeah, and then watching The Return, I didn't watch it when it was first airing, but shortly after that, just how weird it continued to be, how they avoided, how it was kind of anti-nostalgia. Like there were certain things that I would have said, like, these are the things I want to see.
Yeah.
And we didn't really get that at all. Instead, went in a different direction. And, you know, it was like more strange, more boring at times, more quirky. It again ends on a cliffhanger that will never be resolved.
Because mm-hmm. David Lynch has passed away.
Because David Lynch has passed. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, David Lynch, the creator of Twin Peaks, the greatest television show of all time. Right. There wouldn't be a Lost without Twin Peaks. There wouldn't be an X-Files, which neither of us really care about that. There wouldn't be prestige television without Lost, and there wouldn't be a Lost without Twin Peaks.
I wouldn't mind going back and rewatching the first two seasons.
Mm.
And maybe after that, I would watch the third season.
You would mostly hate it. We would have to do it.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to watch the third season.
David Bowie also, he was going to appear. So he's not in the show, but he's in the movie.
Who's David Bowie?
The prequel movie. Singer David Bowie.
Okay.
He plays Tesla in The Prestige. Also a little bit of an actor.
Okay.
Yeah. He's in Fire Walk With Me, which is the movie. Did you watch that with me? Or did I watch? I think I don't think you did.
I did not watch that one.
Yeah, so he's in that. which is a prequel. David Lynch. They make the two seasons of the show. It ends on a cliffhanger. David Lynch gets to make a movie, and instead of picking up and where you know what off. Happens,
yeah,
nope, prequel with more stuff that doesn't make sense and doesn't tie in directly to what we've already seen in the show. A lot of it does. There's more Dale Cooper and there's more of some of the other characters, but David Bowie is there. He was going to appear in season 3. He died. And so instead, it's somebody doing a David Bowie impersonation for the voice, but then he's now a giant, like a boiler or a teapot or something.
Huh. Okay.
That's what we're dealing with.
This show did make an impression on us. I mean, to this day, when we get coffee that we really like, we'll raise our hand and say, yep. This is darn good coffee.
If the children are around, yeah. We'll. Yes. So, yeah. I don't know. I could see this whole list changing next time we do this in 5 years.
I hope there are enough shows that are so good that it does change this list.
We'll see. We'll see if we even watch how much we even watch to make a dent on this list.
Right.
I feel like our days
are a lot pickier these days.
Yeah. 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 Not exactly.
Just gonna sit down for a super crazy long show anymore.
Before we had children, watched a lot of television. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, we were finally out from under the thumb of our parents and of our strict college, and we were...
Yeah, we're going to watch Gargoyles. We'll show you all. Stick it to the man.
We just had so much time, and we could watch whatever apparently. We felt like it.
Any honorable mentions?
Yeah. So these are the ones that I would watch again. You talking about... Twin Peaks made me think of the Psych one, where they were sort of doing a nod to that.
Surprisingly dropped off both of our lists. It was 3 for you last time, 6 for me last time.
It's still an honorable mention.
Honorable mention for me too. It's my number one honorable mention.
I could see myself going and rewatching it at some point.
I would it watch an episode if it were on. I wouldn't watch them all.
Yeah. I would not watch them all either. But
as far as episodic shows go, Yeah, that's up there.
It's fun, and it's great. And we've watched all the movies that came out, which are not great, but they're great because
they were fun.
They're fun. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do one. The Twilight Zone.
Okay.
We watched all of that.
That's right.
And we did an episode of that, I think, in the last 5 years. And there's still episodes of this that I would, if we did like a favorite episodes, maybe favorite TV episodes. Mm. I bet one of these would sneak on there.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to show
the girls. There's some pretty low lows as well.
Yeah, well.
As you'd expect.
We'll have to show the girls some of the Twilight Zone episodes.
Yep.
Those are good.
That would be fun. Okay, what about another one for you?
Firefly. I want to rewatch that.
That one's short enough, I would rewatch that.
Yep. Exactly. But it's good, too.
Yep, Parks and Rec.
Yep, that's fun. On here. We still got to finish that.
Okay, Battlestar Galactica dropped off both of our lists.
I do wanna continue with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's been so long. Would we restart? Yeah. I feel
like maybe we should.
I mean, I kind of feel like we just wait 5 more years
and then watch
when the girls are teenagers and we see if it's something we're still interested in.
Okay.
But yeah. this is another one that's long. And I like it. I like the setting and the story and the characters. But yeah, it's long. Yeah. There's some filler for sure.
Yeah. Pushing Daisies.
Yeah.
I want to rewatch that one.
I'd rewatch some of that.
Pretty clever. Pretty fun.
That one is. Norm MacDonald Live, which was like basically a podcast.
You'll be watching that one by yourself.
I did the first time. I'm not sure if I ever saw the whole thing of this. It's basically a podcast with some comedy bits, but Yeah, it's Norm Macdonald.
Yeah. It's another one of those areas where you and I do not intersect.
That's true.
All right, Arrested Development's on here.
Yep.
And then last but not least is Justice League, which we were trying to get through that with the girls, and I think they were just not quite old enough or ready for it yet. They were...
No, okay. I think they liked it.
I think... when did we... Did we try watching that last year?
Maybe.
I think it'll connect with them a little more when they're a little bit older, because they kept on asking me, wait, what's going on?
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. All right. Flight of the Conchords was on my list last time, dropped off. But, you know, still very funny. Just, I would say, maybe less memorable the songs endure, but the show maybe itself less memorable. Andy Griffith, the show, was a big part of growing up, and I would like to watch a couple episodes of that with the girls at some point.
Ernest T. Bass being one of them.
Of course. Everybody likes Ernest T. Bass.
Everybody.
I don't chew my cabbage twice, and you ain't seen the last of Ernest T. Bass. All right, well, how about we move to the end?
Okay.
So send us an email, or I think that's the only way to contact us now.
That is.
TTO@kozer.us. Let us know what we missed. Let us know what we should be checking out in the next 5 years. Let us know that you started watching Severance because we recommended it. Hey, thanks to Ben and Matt over at the Sci-Fi Christian. Yeah.
They did recommending a deep Severance dive a few years ago. It. You guys should check that out.
They did do a very fun deep dive too for season two. And so let us know what we should be checking out with our few precious hours, so it better be good. And 5 more years we'll be back, and we'll see what's still around.
We'll judge your show for you.
Until then, I'm Brian Kozer.
I'm Melissa Kozer.
You've been listening to 10 to 1. I'm going to throw out some shows that I've marked on a to-watch list over the years, and you let me know if any of these sound interesting. I guess I should say we're watching through Better Call Saul right now.
Yeah.
Current show. We're also watching through Green River Valley. Yeah. So people trying to live like 17th century English farmers. And so that's fun seeing them live through the seasons on this farm. Kind of a nonfiction kind of thing, and there's some others of those we can watch at some point. Avenue 5, it's got Hugh Laurie as a captain of a spaceship cruise line that and the cruise goes awry. I think it's a comedy.
I wonder what drew this to you. Spaceship? Hugh Laurie? I'm in.
So is that a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
Yeah, we could check that out.
Okay. There's The Curse, which is Nathan Fielder and Emma Stone. And I don't know exactly what happens in the plot, but I think it's they're like social media influencers that do something wrong and then get cursed.
Oh, yeah. You've mentioned
And then
this.
It gets...
Yeah.
I assume it gets weird. I think it gets weird.
Okay. Yeah, I'm interested.
Okay, The Expanse, outer space opera, based on book series that I probably would want to read the book series first anyway, so.
I've heard of it.
Oh, here's this one we've got to check out. Fawlty Towers with John Cleese. Only 12 episodes. Old British comedy. From the 1970s, John Cleese.
Okay.
So we got to check that one out. Mr. Robot? Maybe the time for this one has passed. I don't... Is anyone still talking about Mr. Robot? It's like a sci-fi something. I bet there's a robot in it. Two more.
And he's male.
Spaced is short, so 14 episodes total, but this is the Simon Pegg, Nick Frost.
I'm in.
Edgar Wright.
I don't need to know anything more.
Low budget, I think. This is the TV show they made before they went on to make
I'm in.
The film. So I kind of feel like we at least need to check that out.
As super fans.
Last one. We'll see if you're interested in this one. True Detective, which is going to be more in the vein of like a Breaking Bad type show. It's an HBO show, so there's probably more
naughty things.
Yes, like we tried to watch Deadwood. We tried to watch The Wire.
We tried to
You were watch, not interested in either one.
What was that one with the circus or Carnival?
Carnival, yeah. I'm good on Carnival. I would watch The Wire. I thought that we only watched one episode. I thought that was very interesting.
I don't even remember anything about it.
Yeah.
Put it from my memory.
And I didn't feel as strongly about Deadwood.
Yeah, I was done with that one.
This is in that same vein probably, and it's police detectives, probably criminal underbelly. Probably gritty and dramatic and not funny.
I could try it.
It has Matthew McConaughey.
We can't start if that it moves the when needle I'm for postpartum. You. It's got to be a time when I have not had children recently.
First season is Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, if that means anything to you.
Nope. I know not these names, Eustace.
It's, you know, Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right.
No.
Interstellar. Tropic Thunder.
Oh.
what else is he on that we've seen? I'm blanking. You know, Matthew McConaughey. Sure. I can't think of anything we've seen with Woody Harrelson either. You'd recognize their faces.
I'm sure I would. I'll look them up right now.
No Country for Old Men.
Woody Anderson?
Woody Harrelson. He is Carson Wells. I don't remember who Carson Wells is in No Country for Old Men. Haven't seen Hunger Games. I think that's literally the only thing we've seen with him. Well. And I apparently named the two things we've seen Matthew McConaughey in. We've really only seen Interstellar and Tropic Thunder. That is surprising to me.